Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am your host today, and with me, before I introduce our leading lady, today we're going to be talking about creative campaigns for business, honors, and awards. And for those of our listeners that don't know, which I can't imagine you don't, but March is Women's History Month, so we're celebrating in a big way women's achievements. And I am delighted to say that our leading lady today is none other than our MC for our Orange County Women of Influence Awards, and that is Donna Watson, who is the Chief Creative Officer of Designer Mouse Graphic Design. She does some incredible things, and we're going to talk about awards and branding and also what it means to be an MC. And Donna, welcome to our show, being our leading lady today, and please say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, those out in radio land. And thanks for the introduction. It's always nice to hear somebody else introduce you. So thank you.
That's right. Well, you're so much more than graphic design, I know, but that's kind of the thing today. So congratulations. We're excited to have you be our big MC for the Orange County Women of Influence Awards. Kind of a big deal. Woo!
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like you said, put my mark on it. Make it yours, right?
That's the idea.
Yeah, make it mine. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
I think, and it's a lot of work, too. Let's go with that, all right? I mean, you had no idea on the backside how much work it was. You're like, what? A script? What?
Well, I know my part of it is so small compared to what you are doing, Michelle. So it's like, I cannot complain.
I love it. Well,
be thankful.
Full disclosure. Yeah, it is painful. It is painful, but it's exciting and it's painful, and then you got to kind of like go down. So we're excited to do our second award luncheon here in the month of March, and celebrating Women's History Month and women's achievements in business, and it's been an amazing ride. But I know for you, one of the things, and I was excited to have you on the show today, is not only are you an MC, but I know you've been doing a lot of creative design work for groups and associations and things like that. And I was kind of hoping you might share as the Chief Creative Officer, right, for what you do in branding and graphic design. What are some of the coolest things you've ever seen associations do that really integrate their brand into, let's say, their events or their programs or things like that? Because I know you've done some for the National Association of Women Business Owners, and do you have some maybe thoughts on what they do to kind of tie in their brand and
what
our listeners can keep in mind if they are part of the association?
Are ready to, I get involved in working, well, lately it's been with association management companies that put on conferences or events for their clients. And what I bring to the table is being able to, number one, if they have a particular theme for their event and I create that visual that goes with that theme. And in fact, I'm working on one right now where they're actually going to have it in Yosemite, at some lodge in Yosemite, later this year. And but it's one of these adventures in that, and I'm not going to divulge everything, but I start out by giving some different concepts, and one was when it was the Adventures Inn, I gave this concept of the superhero type of thing, and with the cape flowing in the wind and up on top of Half Dome in Yosemite. And the second concept was was like, it looked like a watercolor of Yosemite, the Half Dome and the valley and all this stuff. And I was so disappointed that they went with the watercolor version as opposed to the adventure, you know, the superhero. But then that's a reflection of my personality. But I think what's important for these, when they are doing an event and promoting it, is to take, you know, whatever the concept is, whatever the visual is, then you put it into everything you do. So whether, you know, it's on their website and emails and social media, marketing materials, the invitations, all of that, you got to have that consistent look throughout. So that's sort of what I help people do. So
I love that.
I don't know if I answered the question.
You did. No, you totally did. I mean, in part, right? Because it comes with 20,000 other questions.
I sort of go on and on. So.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do on this show.
Yes.
But, you know,
I know.
One thing I think that I'd love our listeners to hear is, you know, how do you, without obviously divulging top secret things, but how do you go through, like, what is your creative process so that you incorporate what a client wants, let's say as an association or an event? How do you incorporate mm-hmm. what they want, and what is kind of your process as a creative designer mm-hmm. to kind of give them what they want, you know, because you almost have to like get to know them. I mean, is this like a heck of a long process, or what are some of your little unique ways that you, you know, give the client what they want based on the kind of feel and look and tie it in with the design and the brand?
Well, I guess what I have to do is, you know, you do need to get to know the client. And unfortunately, like the process where I'm working with the association management company, they are my client, but then their client is the organization putting on the event.
Mm.
So I lose a little of that communication. Ideally, if I can sit down with the client directly and you know, basically get inside their head and try to figure out what kind of a personality do they want this event to have. And so that's really what's helpful for me is to find out what's going on with them, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you ask, you get consideration of different colors that they like, or not only the theme but a tagline, you know, color, fonts that you might use, things that their preferences. But the process a lot of times is, number one, trying to gather as much of that information as you can. And then, but sometimes I have to just give them like 2-3 different concepts, and I try to make them vary as much as I can. And sometimes I will put out something that I think this is the one I would like them to use. And the other ones, they're okay, but they're not my favorite. But
right.
I have to give those varying concepts just to find out, just to get help me get inside their head and figure out what their preferences are.
I, you know, first of all, you know, God love you that that's what you do, because I can't imagine, you know, the feedback that you get of. I mean, even if you present, in some cases, you're like, okay, here's three pieces. You have your favorite, and then they choose the one that's your least favorite. I would assume happens on many occasions, right? Because you never know what a client's going to like, right?
You know, well, absolutely. Sometimes, though, I will put together one concept, and I'll say, this really nails it. And I will go ahead and send that, even though I've promised, say, maybe 2-3 concepts, I will send the first one because I think this is it. And quite honestly, if they say, you've got it, we're spending less time. There's, you know, I'm spending less time, they're spending less money because, you know, the time is money. And so sometimes it is. It's great to be able to do that. But other times I have had it where they select something. I have had some things where I have had to, well, I don't know if I said this out loud to them, but I have said in my head, don't you ever tell anybody that I did this. Because they are so set in
wow.
what they want to do. That they'll just use. I remember one in particular, and actually this was for a conference as well, but years ago. And she just the cover that she wanted for this, it was just a bunch of clip art, and it was just all floating all over the page, and it was like, oh goodness, it was awful.
And you
I've
didn't want your
those.
Name
Not
attached
many.
To it. How, funny.
I did not want my name attached to it because to me it was not, just no creativity. So.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that, you know, because, yeah, you want to be proud of what you do. And you know what? At the end of the day, the client wants what they want. And you've got to decide if you want to ride along with that. I had that.
Yeah.
You know, I ran a corporate gift business. And I remember, you know, some of the things that we had clients want. We did concepts. And I'd be like, that's the ugliest basket ever. And that's the one you want. You know what I mean? But, hey, you know, it's give the client what they want. But, you know, something else that comes to mind with awards events, and I know we're – you know, I'd love your opinion on this because I know we kind of swim in the same pond, so to speak, with women and, you know, women's groups. And I find it fascinating that so many women will say, oh, awards, schmord, I don't need to have awards. I mean, I don't care about them. And I'm curious, you know, just from your opinion, especially when it comes to branding, you know, are awards important, you know, for professional women from a credibility stake, from a brand stake, you know, for our listeners, should more women really strive to go after those illustrious awards and use them, you know, to their benefit as a professional? Any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. you know, I think, you know, maybe the people who say awards schmords are the ones that did not get the award. But
I just hear it very commonly among women. They're just like, I don't need an award.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, no one needs an
award. And I think to a great extent, yeah, you're right. To a great extent, I think people, now I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about what you said.
We were on award schmords, I think, is where we were.
Yes,
you were kind of going on the track of, Do women need them? Do they need them? You know, I mean, need is not the right word, but I do see so many women dismiss the idea, you know, that, hey, you know, there's a strategy here, too, you know, for your professional development and even credibility is my thought, you know, but a lot of women don't want to put the time or, you know, kind of do that. So I was kind of asking your opinion from a branding stake.
I think, well, and I don't know about a branding, but I think it's of great benefit to be able to say you received a particular award. I think that was, if you received that award, I would say, well, and this does come down to branding, I would make sure that it's, you know, you put something in your social media, you have, you know, whether it be the logo of the organization and, you know, award winner for such and such an award, and have that on your website. I think it lends credibility, especially if it's you know, people who don't know you, and to see that you've got some of this, and especially if it's an award that ties in with what it is you do, I think it's a great benefit.
You're not a PR firm, because there are, you know, PR firms that, like we've had on the radio show, that will just say, you know, it needs to be part of your overall professional kind of development strategy, right? You know, you need to apply. I mean, I equate it, and I know I laugh, and you've laughed when I brought this up to you, that it's like I kind of have given myself the name of Susan Lucci with awards, because I remember so many years, and I've been in business a long time, right? I mean, I'm like the girl that was the bridesmaid, never the bride, that it's like I was up for awards, and I loved it, you know? And then you kind of get to a point where you're like, oh, my God, you get excited. It is an honor to be nominated, but gosh, who doesn't want to win, right? And at the same time, you know, I have to say, man, I think so many women that I see, it's like they'll be put in for an award and they're saying, you know, we do in our head think we're all that, and we are, but then they don't win and they think, oh, I'm never going to do this again. And like, I just want to put it out there and go, you know what, I've been up, I think, 25 times, you know, for awards, and I love every one where I've been nominated and I've won one, you know, and I look at that and go, but that doesn't diminish what I think the relevance is of what I do or my impact I'm making as a businesswoman and a leader.
Right.
I just think that's the message I want to get out to women, is that, you know, try and try again, because it may be that you're up against some incredible women that, you know, just lining up there. I know at our awards event, we had so many great women there a week ago, and you're like, oh my gosh, but yet, you know, we all have significant achievements. So, you know, do you, you kind of agree do it again? Get in there again.
And all the women, you know, in preparing for being an MC this, you know, next week, I realized that the room is full of amazing people. And whether they were the nominee, one of the top four final nominees, or the one who
there
wins the award. See, did I do that all right? I'm you know, I'm gonna have to put a quarter in the jar every time
I
mess it up.
not but, next week. You won't be messing it up.
No, of course not. But yeah,
no,
I mean, especially because those out in radio land that don't know that I was one of the judges for the San Diego Awards, I got to see what the nominations and what these people accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I mean to tell you, it was difficult. It was so difficult to select. It was because
right.
everybody I tried to put things in order and you know, you'd read one and evaluate that, and then you'd say, oh, God, that's really good. That's number one. Then you'd read another one. Oh, well, you know, then you try to, you know, rank them. And it was that was a very hard job to do, because there's so much talent and there's so much, you know, inspiration in all the
and
people that were nominated. And then beyond that, the people, a point that I'd like to make too, as far as, you know, it's those are who are nominated, but all those also those who are nominating, and they,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have taken the time to share the story about someone, you know, and I think for if I'm nominated and somebody has taken the time to do that, I'm already a winner. You know, just because of that.
I think,
you know,
I love that you said that, because that's the piece to me, is that, you know, when you ask the question, like, who's, you know, an amazing person you know for X, I think the real message for these awards programs is that, you know, and I do know people that politic to get people to nominate them. They have PR firms that they ask to do it because they want that kind of credibility and visibility. But just as professional women, you know, I think that's the real honor. To me, just someone,
mm-hmm.
like you said, someone would take the time to go online, put information in, say a few very kind and lovely, you know, words about another person, because that's kind of the message.
Right.
I know you and I have talked about the awards event next week, is, you know, my big message is we have no idea. And I mean, I've seen what people have been saying as nominators about other women. And it just makes my heart sing when you go, here are these people
mm-hmm.
that interact and women have no idea what somebody else sees in them. Because we all get all up in our head and say, oh, we're not that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
And you'll say, I don't deserve that. You know, it's like, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I guess somebody thinks you do. So, and more than one person, more than just the person who nominated, but all the people who evaluated, the judges who evaluated all these nominations, they think you are worthy. So, yeah.
You're all that.
I think you're
all
amazing.
I love it.
Special.
We're going to change
yeah.
the tide of awards is what we're doing. We're going to say, you know what, you know, help the next one in line, nominate a woman, you know, I mean, whatever award show that's out there. I think that is one way
mm-hmm.
that women can absolutely support other women. It's like, you know, there's so many women doing great things that get unrecognized. So just do it.
Right.
What would be, and I'm kind of coming back to you with the whole branding thing and your design
mm-hmm.
business. For you, you know, again, coming back to what you do, you know, give us a little bit of an overview of the different things that you do with Designer Mouse, because I'm really curious,
because
you do not only graphic design, but websites and other services.
Yep.
What's kind of the scope of your offerings?
Well, started my business in 1994, so almost 23 years come July.
Ooh.
And started out
season.
Started out just strictly in print design, your logos, your business cards, your brochures, all those types of materials. And over the years, yes, it has, you know, with any business nowadays, you have to keep up with everything that's changing, and it's constantly changing. You buy software and you install it and it's already out of date, for instance. I mean, it's just constantly changing things. But I added in and offer email marketing campaigns, can either set up templates and run the campaign for you, or I can set it up and my clients can run it, you know, take it from there. I do website design, and And I'm loving that, but that's one of those that's constantly changing as well. And so I help people promote their businesses online, so web design, social media, you know, and all. And basically what I do are the visuals for like, say, the social media. I can hook you up with somebody who can help you with the content, but my business, you know, whether it be graphic design or the web design, it's about the visuals. It's about those images,
right,
that you're using. And then speaking of the images, I do, you know, photo editing and photo restoration. And so with the photo editing, it's like maybe you've got this photo that's perfect except for, and maybe it's that one little thing, like for a golf tournament once they had the person that they were honoring at this golf tournament, and great picture of him, except there was a tree coming out. I mean, the photographer was not paying attention, and there was a tree coming out of the back of his head. And so, you know, it's like, okay, photo editing, and make the tree go away, and, you know, make the sky was blue, puffy, you know, puffy clouds and blue sky and all that stuff. And so those are some of the things I can do. Or you have a photo, it's just right, it's got everybody you need, except it's too dark or too bright or too whatever. So that's something I offer as well. And then the photo restoration.
That's like a specialty. Yeah, I told you about that photo manipulation.
Oh.
That's been a real specialty for you that not a lot of designers or you know, folks in your business will do. I mean, that's a specialty all its own because it takes a lot of time. But I have a question because we only have limited time, so I'm like a little rabbit.
Yes.
I jump here, I jump there. And, you know, I'm really curious to
I'm rambling on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. No, it was good.
Yeah.
Limited time here, girl. So one of the things
I'm
really curious about, because you've been in business a long time, is, you know, how have you kept up with the changes in technology? Because I would think, boy, business is so different. I know it is for me when I started in the early 90s as well, so I'm kind of with you on that one. But,
right,
you know, how different has it is it been? And it's like, I
oh
just
my
feel
goodness.
Like business is changing so fast right now. How do you
yeah.
keep up with that? And how do you make sure that you're relevant for what your clients need right now as a business owner?
Well, I try to try to read a lot. I have gone to one of my favorite places to go is Photoshop World, and I've gone to that. I'm an alumni of about like three times over, and you go to things like that and you get inspired by, oh my goodness, I didn't know the software could do this. Things like that, and so it keeps you somewhat up to date. And again, it's constantly changing. Some of the things that I'll do is, for example, working on a website, and it's like I just can't figure out how to. Basically, the design I can see how it should look, but technologically, it's like, oh, how do you trick the computer? And sometimes it's a matter of just, you know, tricking the computer to do what you want it to do. But sometimes my resources, you know, you Google. Could you find out, you know, do a Google search, and you find out that other people have run into the same issue, and you can get a lot of answers from there when it's just, you know, some little thing. So, yeah, it's a matter of just keeping up on things and also paying attention to what other people are doing and what seems to be popular out there. The design of a website it changes over time as far as what seems to be the look for what a website should be. I have my own theories on that, but yeah, it is. It's just paying attention to all of that.
I do know you, and I know you're never at a lack of opinion, so I got another one, because you've been in business, you know, quite a while, and I put myself in that bucket going, I feel, not you, but I am old when I hear and I see how long I've been in business. But I've had a lot of lessons I've learned the hard way, and I'm really curious if you might share among our listeners, what do you feel, at least what's on your mind today, as one of those really big lessons learned that you've had as a business owner with the kind of staying power that you've had for so long? I mean, to me, you know, you beat the odds, right? We know those crappy odds about people starting businesses and staying in business. But what is maybe one that you can share with our listeners? Because I have probably 20,000 of them. Someday I'm going to put it in a book. Lessons learned the hard way in running a business, right?
I would, you know, I think of a few different things. One biggie is make sure you have a contract, you know, for, I generally probably wouldn't put together a service agreement for a like a postcard or something, but I'll tell you what, you get any, you know, bigger projects, and it's like, you don't have that agreement in place, and then people come back to you later and say, oh, no, we didn't say this, or I'll forget what it was I said. So it's a matter of getting it in writing is probably one of my biggest lessons learned. The only other one that comes to mind, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say something that I think I like the idea of agreements, but it's funny because, you know, as somebody who wrote business plans as a service provider and you do contracts, you know, I think there's a balance, too, between not scaring the client with a contract versus getting things just kind of outlined of what the scope of services are, which that was where when I first started, everybody said that. So I started having contracts, and my big lesson was I almost scared people from doing business with me because, you know, you have all that legal talk in there, and it's scary to businesses to think, oh, my God, I'm signing a contract for services. So any thoughts on that?
Yes, I will show you one of my service agreements. That's why part of why I say a service agreement as opposed to a contract. And mine is very ultra simplified. And it basically, it says this is a contract or this is an agreement between their company and my company. And here's what the project is. And here's the scope of, you know, what I'm going to provide. Any additional charges there might, you know, like the printing, for instance. I mean, I don't include that in my quote. That will, you know, if it is a print job, or you need photos purchased, stock photos purchased for a website or something like that. But mine is really simplified. I have added things over time where, because I had a situation once that I've shared with you before, but a glaring one where where they cancel the project halfway through. And then it's like, okay, then they just want to walk away. And it's like, no. I've been working on this with you for several months. And so I've added a little verbiage in there about, you know, if you cancel, you pay for the work that has been done thus far. And but it is. It's not in mine is not in legalese. Anybody could understand this. And I do it because I hate the legalese. I need to make it so I can understand it, because otherwise somebody will come to me and say, so what does this mean? And I'll say, I have no idea. So, I simplify it. But I still have something in writing, and I have my signature on there and their signature.
I used to call it, when I wrote business plans, I would go, here is my I will, you will agreement. And they're like, oh. You know, it was a contract, right? But it was like, I will do these things. You will do these things. And it was like, we just came together. And it's like, I like that one better. Because I think, you know, it kind of humanizes it a little bit. But that is
friendly.
And I know we have a lot of listeners that are women business owners that are like trying to make their mark and do their thing. But, you know, I want to leave on a high note because we're almost done. And, you know, on the good side, what would be, you know, from your standpoint, I know you've been in business a long time. So what are maybe two things coming back to our awards and that we're going to be celebrating Women's History Month and recognizing women next week? Maybe what are two of the best things that you've ever seen people utilize their awards or their recognition for their businesses or for their professions? Any two things you can leave us with that we kind of circle back on? It's about the honors and the awards today for women, but what might be two killer things you can leave with that women should do if they get some recognition or honor or award? How can they utilize it?
Blast it out there. You know, it's funny. How would I blast it out there? I would say this is where if you're involved with social media, you do it there. If you're involved, if you do email marketing campaigns, you know, that next quarterly newsletter or e-news that goes out, you make sure that people know that you got this award. You know, acknowledgement somewhere on your website. I mean, all of that type of stuff I think would be of value. And I would put it everywhere that I promote. I would probably also I say I would do these things, and probably if it was when push comes to shove, I would say, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell them all this
See,
stuff
that's what's
because
funny.
we have
Donna,
we have a hard time
so
doing that.
Because when I got my Bravo Award for Nabo, I was like, I couldn't believe I didn't put it on social media. But that was at a time when I didn't know how to post on Facebook, right? But I'm just saying,
yes,
women like that,
you've
come like,
such a long way.
I know, right. But that's another subject. But I think the point is, and what you're saying is like, you know, don't get all up in your head. It's like, you know, whether you think it's braggadocious or not, I love the energy where people are like, I got this certificate, I got this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can do it in a way that doesn't, you know, come across as all braggadocious. And I think most of us will do exactly what you and I are talking about, is they're like, oh, I don't want to look like I'm, you know, all about me. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, I wish I would have put those things out there, not from a braggadocious standpoint, but just to share, because, you know, I got all humble on my head and I went, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I was really proud of it and I wanted people to know about it. So there's the lesson learned there. Well, that was a downer.
You
what
know,
do you leave on a high
well,
note?
And, you
what's
know,
something high you can tell people?
What's something high I can tell people? I don't know. Come next week to the Women of Influence Awards. It's going to be lots of fun. And you've got to come and see my entrance music, you know. So I'm not going to tell you where it is, but you're going to want to get up and dance.
Are you going to share? Are you going to keep it a secret?
I don't know. What do you want? I don't know how secret
I'm gonna
you want it to be.
I'm going to spell it. Yeah. You're going to get some
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
How about if we go that? I love it.
There you go.
Oh, Donna, you're a delight. Our show is done. I'm wrapping up. You're an amazing leading lady. I do want to give you the chance. If anybody wants to reach out to you, like an association management company or a group or a club or an organization, or just somebody wants a better visual aspect for the business, how would you like people to raise their hand and reach you? Do you want to share your contact info?
Absolutely.
How they can get a hold of you?
Let's start with the website, designer-mouse.com. That dash is a hyphen, so designer-mouse.com. Office line, 714-921-8901. Or you can reach me via email at dwatson@designer-mouse.com.
Pretty cool. All right, listeners, you heard it. You heard it today, how to leverage, right, your honors and awards, but also, you know, you really want to go after the awards. And, you know, again, we'll keep using Susan Lucci because she's more famous, I think, for not winning than when she finally did win an award. That's what cracks me up about it. So I think it's okay to be Susan Lucci on that note. Donna, thank you. You were awesome
good today
as our leading lady. To our listeners,
thank you,
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening and being loyal. We love how we're growing across the U.S. We're delighted to say that we are here every Friday at 2 p.m. and we're here Mondays at 9 a.m. So for those of you that want to listen to the show on Monday, I'm delighted to say that our leading lady on Monday is Sharon Jordan Evans, and she is an author, a speaker, and a coach with Jordan Evans Group. And our topic is the real life of an author, speaker, and executive coach. And so we are going to hear some really great things by our host, Joni Connell, who is the host of Real Life Lessons. And they're going to talk a little bit also about millennials and keeping them. So I know it'll be a great show. So listen in on Monday. Have a great weekend. And, you know, what we like to say at CWI, or I'm pretty much the Pied Piper on this one, but, you know, really go out there and provide support to another professional woman, because we all can change the needle if we just support one another. Have a great weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.